Hey everyone, so I'm currently working on plan B of our move. What's happened is we're no longer going to be working on our son's bedroom as quickly as we would like because there's a lot of stuff that needs doing and it's not going to be finished in time for when he comes back on Sunday. So what we're doing is, because all the bedrooms upstairs don't have any carpet, we do, however, have lots of rugs that have been left by the previous owner mainly. So we're putting down all the rugs to make the floor safe in the small bedroom so that our son can use that as his room for a bit until we sort out his actual bedroom. However, the rugs are just filled with layers upon layers of dog hair. I've asked on Twitter and I've Googled around as well because I've used the vacuum cleaner and the vacuum just, although the vacuum's really, really strong, we've cleared it out, we've cleaned the filter out, it's just not taking any of the hairs. So looked around, there were various ideas, but most of the stuff couldn't do because I haven't got the sort of stuff that I want, etc. And I need this doing fairly quickly. There were a lot of ideas of like using something damp. But again, because right now we need this to be dry and clean within the next few minutes, really. We need it all done by to the end of the day at least. I then found one that said about using tape. So I looked around and we've got tons of masking tape. So that's what I'm currently doing. The great thing about masking tape is, it does stick, but it doesn't really stick down too much, so it's easy to rip off. Another slide down now. And also, I don't have to worry about the fact that I don't have any scissors with me at the minute, because they're all at the flat, because of course we're packing at the flat. So we left all the scissors there. So masking tape I can easily rip because it's like little paper with a sticky side on it. So I'm literally going across. Literally I'm just leaving this a little bit enough that I can pull it off. Pulls off so easily and it literally just takes all the dog hair off. I'm absolutely amazed. So it means what I'll do is I can do that. Then actually give the rug a bit of a vac just to be on the safe side because it's probably a bit mucky as well. But yeah, I'm finding some interesting things to say the least. I would never have thought of using any kind of tape. It's going to be annoying because some of this stuff is really long pieces. Cleans it, I'm happy. I'm also probably going to try a few other tricks as well. Need to get some more cloths and stuff, and I'm going to try that trick with the dishcloth that's slightly damp on some of the smaller, trickier rugs that where the tape might not do so well. In fact, I'm going to actually rip off my first piece now. Perfect. It is literally, I wish you could guys see this, or I don't know, it's kind of gross, but it has picked up every little hair. So I can bin that, and it's strange seeing how the completely different colour carpet, because she had two dogs and Phaedra, one was white and one was black or something. It's the dark hairs that make the carpet look a completely different colour. This rug that I'm on at the minute is one of those horrible looking rugs that has all those flowers and stuff. It's totally gross, but I don't really care. It's just going to be used as like a temporary carpet for now. But I don't really want loads and loads of dog hairs in my son's room. While he's sleeping, I'd rather he had a clean floor, or as clean as I can get it at least. So yeah, that's my recommendation if you are working with getting rid of hairs and you're finding that a vacuum cleaner just does nothing. Sellotape definitely does the job, or at least packing tape and masking tape definitely does the job. Probably wouldn't recommend Sellotape, just because Sellotape does actually stick pretty damn well. And also with masking tape and packing tape, although it doesn't super stick, it will pick up hairs, and it also comes quite wide as well. So you get the areas done fairly quickly as well. But you know, you also don't really need to put the bits too close together, because they will pull up everything around it. So yeah, so far, so good. That's my recommendation. Back to work I go. Thanks for listening. Bye.